Khona ma ubhekile indlela izinto ezenzakala ngakhona ukudlephana nokuklewulana ukukhona kubakhokheli bebandla, siyakubona ukuthi kungenzeka futhi liqhekezeke phakathi njengoba selake laqhekezeka kaningi uma kufika ezikhathini ezinje. Kusho-ke ukuthi abakhokheli be-MDC uma kuthi ibandla labo bayalithanda, kumele-ke babone ukuthi bayavala izikhala lezi ukuqhekezeka lokho okukhona ukuze basindise ibandla labo, ngoba ukudabukana kwalo phakathi kusho ukuthi kuzolishiya lisingasenamandla nesisindo ebekade livele linaso ekuqaleni, ngemva kokuba vele lona like lehlulwa izanu kukhetho oludlulileyo. So kuzalishiya-ke lingasenamandla seliphephuka nje njengephepha.
Khona kuyini kahle kahle obekungayenziwa ikakhulu emhlanganweni lapho kukhethwa khona inkokheli? Abanye bededele emuva na kuthiwe uChamisa, kumbe kumele bebe lokhetho njengalokho abafuna ukukwenza?
Mina ngokubona kwami ibandla le-MDC alikafiki ezingeni lapho okungathiwa izinto kumele zizenzakalele zodwa, kungazange kwaba khona lokho kuthiwa yi-guided democracy. Ngoba kungaze kube njalo, abalandeli bavele bazoba nabo abantu abathile kubakhokheli babo abazafuna ukuthi babalandele, kube nabanye abazofuna ukuthi baphikisane nalabo abakhethwe ngabanye. Lokho kuzoshiya-ke ibandla leqhawukane phakathi. Okungasiza-ke ukuthi kubakhokheli bona bodwa bahlale phansi bavumelane ukuthi hhayi-ke njengoba kunjenje-nje asingabulali ibandla ngenxa yezikhundla. Kumele kube nomuntu ozophatha lapha abe ngu-president nge-consensus, ngokuvumelana asibekeni bani, angaze abe lo muntu omphikisa, ngoba lo ozofika amphikise uzokuthi anganqotshwa aphume labantu bakhe ibandla lidabukane phakathi. Babheke zonke nje izikhundla ezibalulekileyo kusukela kuye umongameli kwehle kumsekeli kuye kumgcini sihlalo bala jikelele kumphathisikhwama konke kwehle, bavumelane nje bese beyadlula kulokho, bese kukhontiswa lezinye izikhundla ezincane, yize lapho kungavunyelwana khona ukuthi kube khona umkhudelwane.